I have a field, and I planted mostly beans, and the beans are ready to sprout at any moment. It just needs a few more rain. The village chief's daughter is going to do a work party for me, and that means that the women make a whole bunch of food for all the... They're normally men who do the farming, but a whole bunch of young girls are going to come to my field and help me pick my beans and bring them back to my house, or bring them back to the village, because my field is 1.5 hour walk away from the road.
I see. So now, is this crop then for your use, or does it get shared?
Well, it's going to be shared, because right now, my best friend in the village, his beans are ready to be picked, like fresh beans, which they put into sauce. Personally, I eat them raw. They tell me they can't be eaten raw, but I eat it right in front of them, and I'm like, here, try one.
So tell me about the tribal chief and his daughter.
I just love how your questions are completely innocent. You have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, he's around 50 years old. You'll be very surprised that he's 50 when you see him. He looks very old. But he has 3 wives. One wife has 2 children. Another wife has 5 children. And the third wife doesn't have any. All her children died.
That's sad.
That his daughter is 18, and I live right next to their house, so we've become friends. And his son is very serious, but every time he sees me, he smiles and greets me. And another wife, who has the 5 children, they're all over. They have some children are in the village, and some children are in DMA. And one child, they're all grown up now, because, you know, the women start to have kids at 16. Everyone is connected to the Magari. The Magari means village chief, or chef de village, or kwarakoi in Zarma. So he's the village chief, and he's all, and my friend, my best friend, the chief is his cousin.
So everybody's part of the same family, essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
Now, how do the wives, he's got 3 wives, how do they divide up the wifely duties?
Okay, well, it was interesting because I just learned this. One wife decided to stay with her son. She's married to the Magari, but she doesn't prepare for him. She prepares separately for herself and for her children or her grandchildren that are living in his concession. And the other 2 wives share the work to prepare the food for him. So they all share the food at dinner, and they all eat, all the women eat in the same circle.
So what do? You mentioned that they join the circle, or you eat in a circle. Does the whole village eat together then?
Well, obviously 2,500 people can't eat together in the same circle. Each family has a concession. It's like a yard.
A yard, okay.
So the men will eat together, and the women will eat together, and the kids will eat together.
So where do you eat? Do you join their concession, or are you on your own at dinner time?
Sometimes they made food for me and brought it to my concession, and I ate alone. And then for a while I said, no, I want to eat with you. I did that for a while, and then I got tired of the food, so I made my own kind of food for a while and cooked for myself, which surprised them that I knew how to cook.
Surprises me too, by the way.
Well, it's nothing great. All I have is like a tabletop stove, and I have the same access to the same amount of ingredients that those people do. And I don't have a mortar and pestle to pound everything. So I end up making a lot of rice and pasta and the extremely interesting things that my family sends me.
Yeah. So do you ever invite them over for a meal of camp food?
No, because I don't really have the capacity to do that. Nor do I want to rub in the fact that I have more than they do.
Yeah.
I try to... blend in with the village, and I'm wearing my clothes until they get dirty and fall off. Try to keep all my Anasara type things. Anasara means foreigner or white person in this case. You keep them in Niamey, because in Niamey it's like a city. You don't have to greet everyone. You don't know everyone. But in the village, everyone knows who I am. I mean, the minute I walk out of my concession, they'll be like, where are you going? And I have to tell them. And if I don't tell them, then they'll just keep asking,